Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We've been on it for quite a while. People who've got on the special conference call for the ET critter, the worms, the parasites that we got taken out of us so far. We have 6 hours left to go tomorrow. And it's a 17-hour session that we have. So we'll leave the lines open tonight. So if you want to call in and if you're on the call today and yesterday, you want to talk about how you felt having these little critters taken out of you, that would be wonderful to share it with the listening audience here. So the phone number is 888-815-9756. So we'll take calls whenever you want to start calling in. I'm sure there's a lot of people who might be interested. And if you're curious about what happened, also call in and we can help you out with that. So we'll first do some entity work and releasing. So I don't normally take phone calls, so we'll have Don just direct them to us here. So here we go. Okay, I heard a beep. Someone online? Hello?
Hi, Ron. This is Ed.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good. I've been doing the 17-hour call-in thing all day. And while I was doing it, I was reading the CD you just released at the LA Expo, the Mary Magdalene Sessions. And I have a question. Every 2,000 year or so ascension. Last time Jesus and Mary came, the darkness was so bad that they gave up after 120 years and said, the statement was, there's nothing we can do. It's just the darkness is too complete here. And however, even though that happened, the earth did not ascend, but 10,000 of their followers apparently did ascend. So I'm wondering, this time around, 2,000 years later, the Lightship has come back with, it seems like, very powerful new types of healings. Is this like a comeback attempt that they finally figured out how bad it is here and they're pulling out all the stops to do everything they can to remove the darkness energy so that more can ascend?
Yes, in a sense, that's correct, Ed. So that's why I came back. I didn't like my mission cut short. Back then when I was doing the healings inside of Jesus for 8 of his lifetime. So, they're here in a very high force right now. They'll continuously come in stronger. I really don't have a lot of information on how much they're going to do, but the fact that they're taking out of us these ET critters, parasites, there's a whole slew of these. Unfortunately, the people who are listening who weren't on this call today and yesterday don't even understand or have a clue of what actually happened. It's just so phenomenal. So, yeah, the Lightship is here to help us out. And, you have to come forward to have healings done on you. So this is kind of how it works. At the same time, the light, like I mentioned on my lectures in Los Angeles, most people think that the light comes here and waves a plague, talks all about it, and the light does not do that. They just come in to do this ascension process because you already have the light with you. So you're never going to see a billboard out there or any type of energy transmissions, anything like this from the light. The archangels and whatever else was here, they do not carry that light frequency like people believe that they do. You're getting transmitted and connected to the light of the darkness. So the darkness of everything from darkness of light to light. But you're never out of here. When you die, you don't never go to the light. People talk about going to the other side. Well, you're just going to some form of light in the darkness energy, and then you get forced back into reincarnation. So as far as how far the light's going to go this time, I have no idea. This place is so infested with darkness. It's just very, very sad on how humanity and the sacred teachings have been destroyed here, and how religions and the mind control has taken over. So they are here now to help out the ones that are willing to move forward. May only be a very, very small handful of people, but this is what they're here to do, to regain their territory of light. Otherwise, they would lose completely. So hope that answers your question, Ed.
It does. It looks like we're going to have to wait for the details of what's going on, but it just looks like a real good Rocky movie with a big comeback,
Yeah, Yes, that's true. And so you want to describe how you felt with some of these energies coming out of you?
Yeah, I felt like pricks and tingles and things, pains in certain places while that was going on. So I'm assuming that's what it was. I didn't see anything, but I assume that's what it was.
Yeah.
And then this morning, when I woke up from last night's session, while I was still in a semi-conscious state, I could see the layers of things in existence. It was like everything was layered on top of the matrix, you know, just this first layer, then this layer, and then it looks like the solid thing you're looking at. So I attributed that to the cleaning out of the scarabs and things from the third eye last night. So I'm waiting to see what today's work is going to manifest as tomorrow.
Yep, that's good. So if you're, thank you, Ed. So I'll just talk about the scarab, then we'll see if another caller wants to come on here. So the scarab energies kind of cover your third eye.
Yeah.
So for those of you that are out there hoping to go to Egypt to understand their sacred teachings, well, that's where the scarabs came from, basically. And they can still hook up to you. All these energies that we release from people today are energetic life forms that are invisible, and they inhabit inside of our body, go through tunnels, grow into us, and cause us physical pain, problems, and everything else. So this healing today was just very, very, very nice. So we'll see if another caller wants to come on. There may be some out there who have been on this call here. So you can call in if you wish, 888. And it's 815-9756. 888-815-9756. And if you're just curious about what we're talking about, we have extraterrestrial energies, octopus energies. The main interface to the dark side is the jellyfish. We have things that bite us, just many, many life forms, things that are crawling underneath our skin. And these are all things that we talk about, you know. You know, like having cobwebs in your mind, in your brain, you know. Your head's full of cobwebs. Well, that's true, because you have spiders up there that are inside of our body, crawling around, doing their thing. So, unfortunately, this is just the way it is here. The dark side brought them here. Thank you, Galactic Federation, for not protecting the people here on this planet. And, we're here now to, you know, help people to do the ascension process. And this is part of it here. This is why we're doing a 17-hour marathon this weekend to help you get rid of these things out of you. So we'll see if our co-host out there, Sylvia, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everyone. And we have a few people on the fast chat already with us. Ed, of course, he was just on. Dulce, Sylvia, Rob, and kids in Toronto, Pranav, Marie, Annika, so welcome everyone, and thank you for those wonderful comments on the fast chat about today's healing event all this whole weekend. And yeah, it's wonderful. And I guess, Ron, I'd like to add something while we're waiting for someone else to call in. In addition to the, you know, removing of those different ET parasitic energy life forms, there was also a lot of implant removal, which was just wonderful and kind of an unexpected bonus to this weekend's healing. So could you talk a little bit about that, and maybe we can share some of those experiences, too, with people?
Yes, we had implants being taken out of our nose. There's also implants, oddly enough, in our throat, around our voice box. So what this did for people who had these, it would sort of clamp your voice, maybe lower your voice, change what you're saying. Remember, we're just like a computer here with programs in it, so these programs activated, and this is a way that some people were unable to speak their truth because they were controlled by these implants in their throat, in their voice box. I heard a beep there. Someone else online?
Hi, it's Chris, and it's funny that you mentioned that because that's what I wanted to talk about.
That's great.
Hey, you're on, Chris.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. So, yeah, what was your experience?
Well, from the very beginning that I got on, I as soon as we were brought into the quarantine rooms where all the work was being done, the real gridiron of it all, I started feeling this very, very negative energy from that was all around in my body. It was kind of like it was kind of like the light was connecting to it to get it out, you know? And I just, every time we went to like a new creature or a new critter, it would be that same energy that kind of gave me a nauseous feeling in my stomach, but it would be like a different shade of that energy. So it was very interesting. Even though it all felt really gross to get out of my body, I still felt like every single thing. But what was cool was when I woke up this morning, I was a lot more aware, because usually when I wake up in the morning, I'm really groggy, and it takes me like 10 minutes to get out of bed, but I was aware, and I could tell that there was like a lot of crap missing from my body, so that was awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, great.
I was surprised how much more energy I had after just the first day of this, you know, three-day weekend.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like you don't realize how much you're being tapped until, you know, that is off of you, and then you start to feel your own energy available to you so much more than before.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these things, like, just their presence has the most large impact on your consciousness and the way that your body works and all this stuff, you know? It's like, it's crazy. It's ridiculous.
That's true.
Well, I guess I don't got to worry about it anymore.
Nope. So, thank you, Chris, for calling us. You want to add something else about, maybe you could talk about just briefly, maybe for a minute or so, about one of the critters that you enjoyed having released from you. How did the octopus feel when it left you?
Well, the octopus was the one that was kind of, I'll say, from what I did perceive, the ugliest. I'll say that it was the ugliest because, like as it was being removed, it was kind of like, and it was like it was really squirmy, and I could feel like the little suction cups as they were coming off of my arms and legs and my waist too. I mean, that, I guess I was really glad to see that one leave the most because I could actually see the process. So that's what I have to say about that.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that one was really, really something as far as how it was just wrapped around the internal organs and the bones and down your arms and your legs. It was just so kind of all those tentacles wrapping around and you know, feeling each one of those kind of sucked out or pulled out was really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, Chris.
Sure, anytime.
So we have a question here about explaining the color clearing. So what happened was during the last part of the call, and we just got off this about an hour ago, basically, and we went through different colors. So the dark side somehow resonated or put in, say, implants into us that would resonate to colors that we are wearing. And so naturally, as you wear a certain clothes color, it would also activate implants in you. And people also use colors for healing. And it's very interesting to feel and to see these color energies get discharged in you that were actually awakened and allowing you to have negativity in your body by wearing a certain clothes color or by having a certain color of energy coming to you. I heard a beep there. We have another caller online.
Hi, Ron. It's Annika.
Hi, Annika.
Hi.
Hi, Annika.
It's been just... Hi, Sylvia. It's great to get on. This was a surprise. I didn't know you were doing this.
I didn't either, but I decided to at the last minute here.
Oh, well, I think that's great. That's really, really good. And what a weekend. This is just amazing. Really, really good. I've been having fun with it, actually. It's been I've been laughing part of it because it's been so weird at the same time.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my gosh, what's he doing now, you know?
And we got an e-ticket ride here.
Pardon?
An e-ticket ride.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's been funny. I didn't need to eat either. It's all those, you know, they're really yucky, and I've I can see them sometimes, and it just doesn't make me want to eat. And I got to the point where I got really, really hungry because I didn't eat. But it's kind of funny. I could almost feel like I was losing weight at the same time.
Yeah, well, I know what you mean, because I think they kind of fill you up and create a lot of bloating and different things, right?
Yeah. So I thought that was a good extra little treat there, if I'm, you know, look all skinny after this, you know?
Yeah, I think maybe everybody should get on the scale at the end of the weekend.
Come out to the people.
What's that, Ryan?
Sorry?
Yeah, is there any special energy you can relate to and tell people what it was like and how your body felt as it was released from you?
You know, the visions of seeing all these critters coming out of us, and I mean, there's not really one. It was just one after another that was just so amazing. And when I saw the scarabs coming out of my forehead and the snakes and the worms and the all these different strange beings that really don't look good, and how then I kind of saw them going, help, we're being eliminated, you know, like a kind of funny movie type thing.
Yeah.
That was interesting. And so the whole process has been really interesting. There isn't really one thing, but there was a part of me for a little while there. I was worried that my kids or my husband are not going to get this because they're not listening as much as I am. Or even listening at all, I'm not sure, but they're on as absentees. But you are going to get it anyway, aren't you? This is going to work.
Yeah, all the absentee people that we had online are having the same healing, yes. That is correct.
Yes. And also, I was going to ask you also, are you going to get to the trees and the vines and those energies too? I don't know.
It all depends what the light ship wants to do next on people.
Okay.
So, if you're just tuning in, we're full of extraterrestrial energies. These energies are like octopus, snakes, mosquitoes, ants, centipedes, things that are down here that don't really have a spirit or soul in their body. And these are invisible life forms that prey on you, P-R-E-Y, and they live inside of you, and they move around your body. And we did some samples. One of them is on 10-10-08 if you wish to tune in. The other one is 11-30-07. And we did a marathon session today, you know, and yesterday. The total is 17 hours to help us get rid of all these things that are preventing your spirit from being fully with you. And also, when you go to the light ship, these energy bodies where these things are will never go to the light ship for healing because they put you in quarantine, and this is part of the session that we do for people is to help them clean out some of these bodies. So it allows you to have more healing. And most people who, I would probably say all the people who are on the calls today and yesterday, actually feel a lot more energy in their body. You probably feel lighter, and you might feel like your stomach has shrunk in because these things do take up space, and you may have actually physically lost some weight. And also, you might be able to stand up straighter. This is very common when I do my lectures with people and I pull these things out of them. They actually feel a tremendous amount of energy coming back into their body because it's not being sucked out of you. So your poor body here is suffering and because of these extraterrestrial energies. And they come in here because we have these very high, kind-hearted people on the planet who wish to open up energy vortexes and stargates, especially people who do mystery school healing, and they want to bring in all this divine love energy. And all you're doing is bringing in more of these critters, and you're really harming humanity along with the Earth spirit, bringing these extraterrestrial life forms in here. And it's just very, very sad about the ignorance of people out there to do these things. So if you're on the call today, you're going to really understand what I'm saying. And this is why I always tell people, if anybody's doing mystery school teachings, definitely run, don't walk. Get away from that person because they're tying you up, hooking you up energetically through cordings to the dark side. So back to you, Sylvia. We'll see if we have another caller who wants to call in, too. So thank you, Annika, for talking
okay,
with us.
Okay, thank you. I see Marianne wants to call here.
Okay.
Thank you, Annika.
Bye.
Well, I'd just like to read a few of the comments on the fast chat. We have a comment from Dulce, said the 17-hour healing is fabulous. And Sylvia Robin Kids in Toronto says, hi, CLS, great day on the phone. Let's keep it up. Pranav, great call today. Marie says, rejuvenating and enlightening are two words I can use to describe it. Yeah, I would totally agree with that. And Marie says, so far I truly look and feel at least 10 years younger. That's wonderful. I don't know who it was today, but someone on the conference line was saying that after the first day, they noticed that they were able to, it was a 68-year-old lady who said that, you know, she'd had no trouble just getting up off the floor, you know, no pain or anything like that. It was very easy. So I think several people mentioned, you know, that a lot more flexibility, their joints, less stiffness, and just feeling so much better. So that's, and Ron, you've talked a lot about how those critters actually get into the bones and kind of, you know, make your bones stiff and hard and your joints hard. So maybe you could mention about that a little bit too.
Yeah, kind of the main one that goes into our joints, that really causes your stiffness in your body. These are the caterpillar energies. And these are extraterrestrial life forms. They look like caterpillars. They're our centipedes. And they get into us and nest there. Remember, all these extraterrestrial life forms do urinate. So they live off of some type of energy, and this is probably why maybe you feel bloated, sluggish, because your body's full of their toxins and poisons. And, you know, if you just think of some of the sci-fi movies, I know people have seen movies, you know, where people go out in space and they get some kind of creature that comes in, a life form, and maybe they cut it and some strong acid comes out and starts eating the metal, et cetera, on their spaceship. Well, this is, you know, all basically true stuff. We have this inside of us. You know, may not look as gory, but, you know, this is just the way it is. So remember, they are being channeled, the information that the people making this material, from our collective consciousness, which is the dark side. Remember, anything in mind is the darkness, because that's in time. The light only works in the now, and there's no time in the light. And this is why most people who are probably on these calls that we had feel wonderful, because you're actually on the light ship, and you're still there right now, and the light beings are still doing healing work with you. And so a lot of people just feel very rejuvenated, and this is what happens. So, you know,
I think we have a caller on.
Now is a firm believer not to shake hands or hug somebody unless they have a clearing. So hopefully that's true. So we have someone else online here.
Hi, Ron. It's Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Interesting that you brought that up, because
hi, Marianne.
Hi, everybody. Interesting you brought that up, because I had a young girl over here working for me today. Anybody that I have around me on a consistent basis, I've already had you do an emotional clearing for. She's had that. But I got a situation where she didn't know. She tried to hug me goodbye, and I kind of backed up, but I didn't completely, you know, get far enough away. So she did touch me. So I want to know, damage control.
Well, she probably did slime you, you know, so hopefully they'll take off the energies that she gave you. Remember, these things crawl around inside of us, and they're looking for host. And so this is how people get them. You know, we talk about parasites here and things like that that people pick up from other people. Well, these are energetic ones, and they'll cross over very easily when you shake hands or hug someone. So it's the same thing.
Okay,
you know,
I tried to back up, but I couldn't in time, and this may happen to others at some point or another, so maybe a little damage control advice.
Yeah, so we'll be having, for the people who have had this clearing, we'll have it on the website, a special clearing for them to keep up to date to get these things out of them in case they come in contact with these energies. So it's,
okay, great. And
yep, it's very obvious once you get on this call. I don't know if I'm going to do another one or not. It takes a lot of energy. That's why I put out emails and talked about it for quite a while. So the ones that were fortunate enough to understand, you know, we had quite a few on the call today. This is wonderful. And this healing was not here when Jesus walked the earth. It's here now because, you know, like we're talking with Ed here, the earth is so much more infested with the darkness. And this is a way that we can regain more of our spiritual energy in our body. And I would imagine if we got all these out of us, I'm just kind of guessing, but you'd probably live a heck of a lot longer and also be maybe free of physical pain and traumas. Remember, we get this because of these things. You know, you wake up some morning and you go, man, I got this pain in my body or my head's itching. So if you ever had a scratch your head, that's more than likely the ants crawling around underneath your skin, or it could be the scarabs moving around on you. These are energetic, but they do affect us. Or it could be the maggots. And the maggots are definitely in our brain, in our consciousness. So you can just think of these sci-fi movies or, you know, the old movies on TV where they have these weird things happening. And these are real. So once you understand what's happening to you and you become self-empowered, then you can understand what's really going on in your life. And a lot of
absolutely. For everybody else who has friends and relatives, well, all of a sudden now we're going to want to hug them, and now we know better. And you know, they're pretty traditional type people. This can be a very delicate subject. We don't want to hurt feelings or anything, but we want to keep the progress that we've made, and we don't want to get slimed again.
So how
do we approach people that we know, but we want to say, I don't want to be touched, and when they say why, what can we tell them?
Well, you just tell them the truth. Say that you carry energies that I can't see, and I don't want to be connected to those energies. They're very negative, and I got them released from me, and that's basically it. You know, you have to stand on your own power. Remember, up to this point, you've been powerless to these beings that are in you. So, you know, it would be just a waste of your time and effort to go on a 17-hour healing call, and then even to go to someone else who's going to be doing touch work on you to have this done, because you don't need it. You know, just get these things out of you. They're out, and keep them out. Remember, they came in somehow through our DNA, and now this is why they're being released, but you don't want to take them on over again. And
Absolutely not. The reason I was bringing all this up is I thought maybe some of this might happen to somebody else out there at some point, and so I thought it was a good idea to talk about it. There's one girl I already have said this to, and it almost ruined the friendship. She's barely speaking with me because she was insulted that I would say she had anything like that inside of her, so she was extremely insulted. So to kind of warn people, some people may have extreme reactions when you tell them you don't want to be touched.
Yeah, well, that's their belief system. So you can't allow someone else's belief system to override yours and cause you harm. Because then you're enabling, you know, the situation. And,
absolutely.
The whole thing is being in your own power. This is the whole process here of the light ship. You don't want to lose spirit energy. You get touched by someone, and these things start to crawl into you again, you're probably going to really feel it because they're out of you. And then, you know, you got slimed. And, you know, it's how much you love yourself, how much you love your body, how much you love your spirit. Because when they come in, your spirit cannot handle these energies, and it leaves you. So the whole thing is self-empowerment. That, to me, it's no big issue. You know, either they want a person comes wanting to hug me or shake my hand, you know, I'll just say, no, I don't do that. Just bow to them, and that's it. You don't have to explain yourself.
Okay.
And make them right or wrong. You just said this is what I choose to do.
Okay.
So you just be in your own power. Otherwise, you're gonna be back to where you were, you know, a couple of days ago. And you don't want to be there.
I don't want to do that. I really don't want to do that. No. This has been totally awesome. Thank you so much.
You want to stay in your own power. And if these people are ignorant to all these things, then you know, and it's hard to educate people about this. So there's no need to do that. I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia, unless you have another caller online here.
Okay, Ron. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Marianne. Okay, well, we have a few questions if you'd like to get into that while we're waiting for another call. Let's see. We have a question about how does the dark side get the implants into our DNA?
Well, they put it in there initially, and also, like I mentioned on my lectures, everybody has been abducted. So people that don't know about it have probably been abducted a dozen times or more, maybe up to 50. And the ones that have been abducted is probably more like about 10 times that. And so if you don't think you've been abducted, you have been. And they put these things in you to keep track of you, to change your consciousness, to activate these energies so that you will not do the ascension this time around. And it's the way that they can control you. Remember, we're just like a program, a computer program, and they activate things in us at certain times in our life, certain ages. When you get a certain area of consciousness that you're trying to look into, to check out, you know, to find more truth, then they go off on you. Everybody has seen people around you when you start talking about the creation light chip or divinity, about how, you know, there's no such thing as karma. It's just the dark side ploy here on this planet, like religions. Then you start talking about this stuff to people, and all of a sudden their eyes get glossed over. Well, what causes that? That's their implants going off. And when their implants go off, their eyes become dull, lifeless looking. Something else takes over, and they normally don't want to talk to you any longer, and it's not even worth wasting your effort when that happens because they're not home. So you don't want to try to force your will on somebody. You know, it's only a few people, like in Jesus' time, that are ready for ascension. You know, it's a handful of people in the population here. And it's just the way it is. People are numbed out by the extraterrestrials, and the ones that are awakened enough will be able to do the ascension process. And remember, we're controlled by the planets, our horoscope, and our natal chart right there. You know, that's a very big clue for anybody listening here who just maybe first turned into this show. And why are you controlled by planets? You know, you ask people, they go, oh, yeah, we have free will. Well, where's your free will when you're controlled? And you got that from the get-go. So your body is programmed, controlled by planets. These are extraterrestrial life forms that have no business doing this to you. The dark side allowed it to come in, our Galactic Federation that's supposed to protect us. And so basically you're here as a pawn. You're here to do whatever they choose to have you do. And this is the sad thing, that you lost your free choice. This is why I take off your spirit barcode off of people who want to leave here during the ascension time. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. I'll just mention, Annika's typed in on the fast chat about the Yahoo group. So you can go to creationlightship@yahoogroups.com, and then that's a venue where you can share your thoughts or feelings or read about other people's experiences with the healing. And I think we just heard another beep. So do we have another caller?
Hello, is that me?
That's
hello,
you.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Joni. I met you at LAX. And I went to one of your lectures, and I went in your light chamber.
Hi, Joni.
Hi. I have a question.
Welcome.
Thank you. I have a question for Ron.
Okay, fire away.
A couple years ago, I was diagnosed with sort of a rare autoimmune, and I just started some work. I'm doing a lot of spiritual work, but I just started to see a chiropractor and start some food allergy work with a process called NAET. They do muscle testing and desensitize your meridians. And I'm thinking, after that last caller talking about the hugging and touching with body workers, that this chiropractor, I mean, he has a good spirit, but he is touching me. He uses a appliance for the chiropractic adjustments, but, you know, he's holding my hand to muscle test me. I have probably 20 major allergies to proteins and salt and sugar, and so I'm wondering, I'm better than I was. I was quite sick. I'm only 54. So what's your opinion on this NAET? I was hoping to get more physical healing, but I am working now with you spiritually.
Well, the spiritual energy can heal you. I don't really trust muscle testing, because if you have an entity in your body, it will not be 100% correct, okay? So that's the first thing. The next thing is, if he knows anything about how to do energy work, you should be able to use a pendulum, and that may work for you also, or you could use one.
Mm.
So there's no need to even physically touch your body. And there are, network, chiropractors who don't have to touch your body anyway, which is what I think you're talking about, the NET. So, he's probably fine with what he's doing. What I would recommend doing is to get some of the Lightship water. Go onto the website, go to Water Activation, and we have different waters there.
Okay.
It's only a dollar. And ask the Lightship, the light beam will come up as you activate your water to give you the nutrients that you need for detoxification, and also what you might need to have right now in your body, because it's done right now, this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'd recommend, is to do that.
And so that could heal my food allergies, and I could eat and get stronger and get more nutrition in me.
Yes, because you're probably lacking nutrition. That's probably the main thing. And
yeah.
From there, just see what happens. I can also do private sessions for that. But, if you haven't had your emotional clearing done first, you want to have that done. That's the starting point for Lightship healing, is to
right.
do that.
I did shoot off an email for that.
Yeah, so you want to get that done, and you may have blockages in the emotions, emotional body, that's preventing you from having certain energies coming into your body also. So the most important thing is to have that emotional clearing.
Okay.
That takes about an hour to do.
Do you think I should continue with these NAE treatments until I get the emotional clearing?
What I would do first is get the emotional clearing.
Oh.
Because that could be causing part of your problems. That's emotional clearing is the most beneficial thing you can do in your lifetime.
Wow. Okay. And then maybe put these treatments on hold, do some more work with you.
Yeah. Just do the emotional clearing. I mean,
okay.
It takes away all of your past baggage in this lifetime. I can't say all of it, but we'll say 99% of it. And so what you're dealing with is normally emotionally caused, because your emotional body is overwhelmed. And this healing will take away those traumas down to zero. So you're not being affected by your old past being recycled over and over and over again.
Oh, my God.
And this is why we do the emotional clearing. Otherwise, you're living in your past every day of your life.
Oh, yeah. And then with these treatments, it's 10 to 15. And, you're driving to the doctors. And, it's a weird thing with the diet for 24 hours.
And you can also do, if you wanted to, like if we have listeners here from different countries, you can just go right online and do it too. The online healings work with PayPal. They work equally well as if I do them in person or online. Either way, it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did your healing last night, and my head was shaking like I was an exorcist victim. And but I felt this morning I was lighter, and it was just amazing. So, your work is just... I don't even have words for it.
It's not earth-based energy. See, so everyone out there that's using other types of healing modalities are using mind energies to heal with normally.
Yeah.
They read a book, whatever, they got their degree on their wall, because it's learned stuff that you have to read and compile and figure out how to do with the mind.
Right.
And the mind is all the darkness energy. So the mind will never completely heal you.
No.
And it can also tap you into the dark side energies.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to really understand that till you finally get it, because you want to be in the moment. Once you're in time, like what you're talking about with your illnesses that you have, you're in time with those.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get out of time, then your body can heal. But as long as you keep being put back into time by practitioners, working on this, working on that, if you go to a practitioner and they say, well, we'll see you next week, your mind is going in the future, thinking that you're going to have some kind of special healing in a week from now. Well, then you're tied up energetically to that healing in 1 week. It's like the AA people, having NA or, AA, that they never got the 13th step. They're always an alcoholic, always a drug addict, and they affirm that, and they never get out of the situation because they don't have the energy there, the spiritual intent, to get into the healing mode, because they're never in the moment. So once you're always in time, you're going to have problems with yourself.
Oh,
you have to get into the moment with your spirit so your spirit can heal you. Otherwise, you're caught in time.
Yeah, that's endless. I've got 10 to 15 treatments to do, and he also adjusts the back. But I think that can also get realigned through proper emotional clearance.
Yes, it can. Remember, your alignment is from emotional traumas. So your bath's probably being pulled out of whack from your emotions.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, thank you so much. It's just, I'm going to
have to... If you do ask any practitioner, I'd say 99% of them are going to tell you that, yeah, your illnesses and traumas and situations, physical illnesses, stem from your emotions.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I knew that. I'm a nurse for 30 years, and I just...
Hey, there you go. So you want to get an emotional clearing.
Right.
No. Save your money up and get that clearing done. It's only $5 times your age.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's done. It's one hour of your time, and you're cleared.
Yeah, I'm totally on the list. I'm waiting for Angelina to call me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready. Thank you.
And it's very,
Johnny,
it's very
before
nice for you to have trust in what we're doing, being a first-timer, to seeing me at the expo.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just ask you a question. How was the lecture that you were at? How did you feel about it?
I was jazzed. There was a lady sitting next to me, and she kept looking at me saying, this guy's bullshit. You know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And I had to move over a chair because of her energy. But I was doing weird things. My body was already moving. And I just, every day I felt better and better, and then I've been on your website reading it from, you know, I've just about read everything, and so I did the conference call for an hour yesterday, and the intensive this weekend was a bit much. I already had some previous plans, but I've been on the spiritual path most of my life, and then I got sick, and I've been trying different things for healing, everything. I've tried everything. And I just can't, I mean, I know people, if I can't even talk about your work because, you know, I don't know who would believe me, but I believe, that sounds nuts, but I'm so there with you. I'm, you know, I dream about the dolphins, and I live at the beach, and I'm like on the spaceship in my free time.
That's great, okay. Just give me a call or send me an email, that'd be great.
Okay.
We'll connect with you and do a healing next week if you want that.
Yeah, it was great. I love the lecture. I love meeting you in the chamber, and it was just like a lifesaver. Because I'm a very, very, very old soul, and this one spiritual teacher had told me, you had so many different abuses in your past life, but that's your baggage.
Mm-hmm.
So, I need somebody like you.
Hey.
You're my savior. Thank you. God bless.
So anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Johnny.
Let's go to the lightship, everybody.
Okay.
This will not work on the archives because of our wonderful space brothers out there, the Galactic Federation, the ones that you can see in the clouds at 10 to 15,000 feet or so, maybe even less. In one of my lectures, I talked about the clouds. Remember, if you're older, when they told you to draw clouds when you're like in, you know, the elementary school time, you normally drew fluffy clouds like a cotton ball. Well, what do you see out there now? A lot of them have flat bottoms. Hello, they're the extraterrestrial ships being cloaked because they do have flat bottoms to them. The clouds are forming around them, so they're kind of invisible to us, and they're sending you mind control. So this is why, you know, I tell everybody that this will only work on the not on the archives, but in person, because I don't want you to put your thoughts out there so that you become abducted by these clouds, by these extraterrestrials out there that are flying around. So here we go. Think of if you have any animals or pets you want to bring up. We're going to go to the lightship right now. We'll be up there for about 10 minutes, and we'll do some physical healing with you. So this is for your body to have healing, not emotional healing or mental healing, just physical healing on the lightship. So ready to go up. I'm going to count to 10 so you can actually feel the energy shift around you. You're connected to the light ship then, and you'll be beamed back and forth continuously through a beautiful white light tunnel. If you're able to sense, see energies, you may actually see it. So here we go. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the light ship is not a UFO. This is creation energy itself. This is what Jesus used. When I was in his body, we did all the healings through Jesus. And from there, the people got, in a sense, brought up to the light ship just as you have done right now. So you're there, you're having your body scanned, you're selecting your doctor team. The light ship will only do what they can for you that you request, and you're up right now. So they'll never do anything past your free will because you are a free choice. This is what the light gave you, is free choice, free will. And now we're going into the next room, which is where they do all the procedures. You already selected your doctor teams. Your animals and pets have left you. And we're now in a room where they can help us to release physical body pain. So I'd like everybody just to request one healing. And this is what they will work with you right now on. So we're in the room for pain release. If you don't have pain, they'll find something. Remember, if you haven't had your pain body cleared, it's still storing pain from every time you had pain in your lifetime. Here we go. We're going into another location. We're going to be working with our joints. So if you have a stiff joint, maybe you have arthritis, request healing there too. And also, they do this automatically for us as we go into these rooms, but you may have a special concern, and this is what I'm asking you to request, your own special concern that you may have. So we're going now into another room. This is where the dolphins are. It's a large pool of water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds. And we're in there, and we're having a wonderful experience with the dolphins. There's three of them. If you wish to put your hand out in front of you, you can actually feel the dolphin's skin. You might want to move it in a circular pattern or up and down. And this is a great way to experience the lightship energy, because you will feel the presence of the dolphin. So I'm going to put some music on for everyone, so you can experience this wonderful healing. And we're also going into a room where they have pure gold energy. And it's like a waterfall coming down around you, caressing your auric field, going through your body. And you're having a wonderful healing right now. So sit back, relax, and I'll see you back in a couple of minutes here. Another room. This is what a lot of people love. This is where the big, large bees are, big bumblebees. You have nectar in the room here, so you can ride a bumblebee if you wish. And we're in this room now, and we're also in a room where they have big butterflies. So here we go. Ask for a healing, and you're going to feel the presence of these divine light beings around you. And this is their first incarnation on the light ship. They're bringing into themselves their spirit along with their next incarnation energy before they leave and go out for their universal experience, just like you have done yourself. So they pick the bodies that they're going to have in their next incarnation. So here we are, where they have to take some type of physical form to be able to work with us. Thank you. going to do some detoxification to us here. These are the hot tubs. We'll have our own individual hot tub. And if you happen to be cold, you can ask to have the temperature of your body heated up a little bit. They'll do that. If you're really warm, they can also lower the temperature slightly. So this is your choice, but you're having your body go through a detox right now on the hot tubs. Another location, and this location is where they have the beautiful crystal geode. It's amethyst. In fact, we'll go in two of them. We're going to go into the amethyst crystal geode along with the crystal geode where the silver points are. And this is pure silver energy, pure, like, looks like quartz, but it's silver, and we're having these energies with us right now. So again, you want to request healing. And then we'll be coming back from the light ship after this here. So I'll just put some music on. You're in all these rooms at one time. And again, it's up to you to request your healing. And the light only works in the now. You're also working, like I said earlier, with our joints. So you might want to move your body a little bit, comment on how you feel. Back from the light ship. So we're thanking all the doctor teams who have been working with us this evening. And the healings are between you and the light being doctors. Our animals and pets are now joining us, ready to come back down. So again, I'll count to 10 as you come down, and you can actually feel the energy shifting as the link between you and the light ship is disconnected. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So I'll turn it back over to Sylvia here. We got just a minute to go here.
All right,
so
well,
our show is on Monday. And for all the people that are on the 17-hour call, we'll be doing 6 hours tomorrow again. So blessings, I'll say to all of you. You're still on the light shift, and you may not have even felt much of a shift as I brought you up there because you're already there. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and I'll turn it over to Sylvia for a minute here. So Sylvia, you want to add some any information or something?
Well, I'll just say that we are on next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, and also Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, and Friday on Station 2 at 5 minutes before 7 p.m. Pacific, so and then, of course, Saturday night. So come on back with us on Monday, and we're going to have some, you know, wonderful healing shows next week and some announcements, so we'll see you then. And until then, enjoy these divine energies, stay heart-centered, and stay in the present moment. just like Ron was talking about. So
that's great. And also, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. We'll activate that for you if you haven't had it up before. And she'll hold frequency for a half an hour. So half past on the hour, she will leave. So you can have some wonderful divine energy with her tonight. And I will be back in New York end of next month to the new Living Expo, I believe. No, New Life Expo at the New Yorker Hotel, 34th and 8th Street. So that'll be wonderful, too. We'll have a light infusion chamber there. So I'll just say good night and blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Bye, everyone.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.
Good night.